奉贤区2015届高三英语第一学期期末试卷第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I could hardly breathe. Could you please put your cigarette out?
I'm sorry that I'm bothering you, but this is the smoking section. Why don't you ask the waitress to change your table?
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?2. Mr. Watson, I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Did you fill out a request form?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Doctor, I have taken the medicine you prescribed twice a day, one at a time, but it doesn't seem to be effective.
Try to double the amount.
Question. How many pills a day does the doctor advise? 4. Would you pass me the sports section, please?
Sure. If you give me the classified ads and local news section.
Question. What are the speakers doing?
5.Tony was awarded a medal for rescuing several families from the forest fire.
I really admire his courage. If it were me, I might run away as fast as I could.
Question. Why was Tony given a medal? 6. I can't get the answer to this problem. I have been working on it for 3 hours.
Maybe you should stop for a rest and try it again later.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 7. If I were you, I would have accepted the job.
I turned down the offer because it would mean frequent business trips away from my family.
Question. Why didn't the man accept the job?
8.I'd like to buy these 4 greeting cards. Are they 10 yuan each?
3 of them are, but the smaller one costs only half the price of the big ones.
Question. How much will the man pay for the cards? 9. I spent so much time polishing my letter of application.
It's worthwhile to make the effort. You know just how important it is to give a good impression.
Question.What do we know about the man? 10. I'm going to see if I can persuade Robbie to give up doing such a silly thing.
I doubt whether that will do any good. His mind is already made up.
Question. What does the woman say about Robbie?
2. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
We usually think of history as the story of important people or events, but some historians are also interested in the daily lives of ordinary people. We can get this kind of information from written materials, like diaries, town records, of course. But strange as this seems, we can also learn a lot from studying old family photos. Family photos provide clues about things like the size of the family,and hobbies, and tastes,
and family members. The number of children in a photo, for example, indicates the size of the family. The objects children hold in their hands can give clues about the games they played and their hobbies. The background of a family photo gives historians an idea of the room sizes and furniture styles, and even the wealth and social position of the family. All of these details help historians understand more about the everyday lives of some of the ordinary people from the past.
Now listen again, please.
We usually think of history as the story of important people or events, but some historians are also interested in the daily lives of ordinary people. We can get this kind of information from written materials, like diaries, town records, of course. But strange as this seems, we can also learn a lot from studying old family photos. Family photos provide clues about things like the size of the family and hobbies and tastes and family members. The number of children in a photo, for example, indicates the size of the family. The objects children hold in their hands can give clues about the games they played and their hobbies. The background of a family photo gives historians an idea of the room sizes and furniture styles, and even the wealth and social position of the family. All of these details help historians understand more about the everyday lives of some of the ordinary people from the past.
Questions. 11. What is the main topic of the lecture?
According to the speaker, what was most likely held by children in family photos?
According to the speaker, what can historians learn from studying the background area in a family photo?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Penguins are among nature's most lovable creatures, and for a bird that is not able to fly, the penguin has had a very successful career. It has become adapted to life at sea, coming ashore only to produce its baby penguins. Penguins live in groups. The first men to see penguins found it difficult to classify them, although their interest was only as food. Were they animals or birds? In fact, the penguins is a swimming and diving bird, which lost the power of flight early in the evolution. On land, the penguin sits upright on large feet and walks across the ice, but it swims excellently, its wings being changed for swimming. Well known among the smaller species of penguin is the black-footed penguin. The larger species are the king penguin and the emperor penguin. The emperor penguin raises the baby penguin in the bitterly cold Antarctic winter. The egg, and later the chick, is supported on the adult penguin's feet and protected from the cold by its thick feather. The penguin population is so large that there is no immediate danger of the bird becoming extinct. On the other hand, the poisonous chemicals of the civilized world's industries reach even the remote Antarctic Ocean and affect the wildlife of Antarctica's coastal areas. It affects the whales as well as the penguins.
Now listen again, please.
Penguins are among nature's most lovable creatures, and for a bird that is not able to fly, the penguin has had a very successful career. It has become adapted to life at sea, coming ashore only to produce its baby penguins. Penguins live in groups. The first men to see penguins found it difficult to classify them, although their interest was only as food. Were they animals or birds? In fact, the penguins is a swimming and diving bird, which lost the power of flight early in the evolution. On land, the penguin sits upright on large feet and walks across the ice, but it swims excellently, its wings being changed for swimming. Well known among the smaller species of penguin is the black-footed penguin. The larger species are the king penguin and the emperor penguin. The emperor penguin raises the baby penguin in the bitterly cold Antarctic winter. The egg, and later the chick, is supported on the adult penguin's feet and protected from the cold by its thick feather. The penguin population is so large that there is no immediate danger of the bird becoming extinct. On the other hand, the poisonous chemicals of the civilized world's industries reach even the remote Antarctic Ocean and affect the wildlife of Antarctica's coastal areas. It affects the whales as well as the penguins.
Questions. 14. What was the first men's interest in penguins?
What is the smallest species of penguin?
16. What danger might the penguins come across?
17. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hi, Lynn. I'd like to discuss something with you. Do you have a minute?
Sure. I don't have another class until this afternoon.
Good. Listen. I've just received an email from the Computer Center. They are looking for students to help with the work of the school website this summer. They need two assistants to help with the project. They asked me if I knew any qualified students who might be interested. I thought you might like to consider the job.
Sounds interesting, but my knowledge of computer is pretty limited.
Well, I don't think any specific experience or knowledge is necessary. And with your interests in computers and the internet, I think you would be good for the job. Also, they're paying good money. What do you think?
It sounds like a great chance to get some experiences. Thanks for thinking of me.
Now listen again, please. Hi, Lynn. I'd like to discuss something with you. Do you have a minute?
Sure. I don't have another class until this afternoon.
Good. Listen. I've just received an email from the Computer Center. They are looking for students to help with the work of the school website this summer. They need two assistants to help with the project. They asked me if I knew any qualified students who might be interested. I thought you might like to consider the job.
Sounds interesting, but my knowledge of computer is pretty limited.
Well, I don't think any specific experience or knowledge is necessary. And with your interests in computers and the internet, I think you would be good for the job. Also, they're paying good money. What do you think?
It sounds like a great chance to get some experiences. Thanks for thinking of me.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
Daniel, guess what? The article I just read considers TCM the fifth great invention of China.
It works for me. More and more people have recognized its remarkable effect.
That's true. And you know what? TCM's contribution to the world is not only an original medical system, but also a part of China's traditional culture.
Yeah, I read some instructions for TCM. Some of the basic theories are so difficult to understand, such as the meaning of yin and yang.
It's difficult for a foreigner to understand Chinese traditional philosophy, but the key point is to keep balance and harmony, whether inside or outside your body.
That's a wonderful idea. I think TCM is superior to Western medicine in regarding the human body as a whole and interacting with the surroundings.
Right. TCM is such a broad and deep system. It deserves,
You mean it deserves more attention?
Absolutely. It deserves more attention and study. I'm trying to learn more about TCM. Would you help me sometime?
Sure. Let's study together.
Great.
Now listen again, please.
Daniel, guess what? The article I just read considers TCM the fifth great invention of China.
It works for me. More and more people have recognized its remarkable effect.
That's true. And you know what? TCM's contribution to the world is not only an original medical system, but also a part of China's traditional culture.
Yeah, I read some instructions for TCM. Some of the basic theories are so difficult to understand, such as the meaning of yin and yang.
It's difficult for a foreigner to understand Chinese traditional philosophy, but the key point is to keep balance and harmony, whether inside or outside your body.
That's a wonderful idea. I think TCM is superior to Western medicine in regarding the human body as a whole and interacting with the surroundings.
Right. TCM is such a broad and deep system. It deserves,
You mean it deserves more attention?
Absolutely. It deserves more attention and study. I'm trying to learn more about TCM. Would you help me sometime?
Sure. Let's study together.
Great.
That's the end of Listening Comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。